Yeah, a lot of the things on this LP are things that were maybe weird B-sides, or they came out just on limited edition singles, and some of them have never been released. A number of them have been in release for a few years, but I quit working with World Serpent, and when I did that, they sort of sat on all of my back catalog. So a lot of this stuff was available and then became overnight sort of not available. So some of these things are on here because you wouldn't be able to get them on their original releases.
Right, or a lot of these releases were probably pretty limited and hard to find in the first place, I would think.
A few of them were a thing like, you know, the thing I did with Adam Parfrey, the Tards single. It was an 8-inch single, and I think there were only ever, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 of them. So it's like if somebody didn't get it, you know, within a few months after it came out, it was just gone. So
I see. So that Tards 7-inch, was that, or 8-inch, I'm sorry. What label did that come out on? Was that on Sympathy?
Came out on Sympathy for the Record Industry.
Right.
Yeah.
How'd you guys get linked up with those guys?
Adam just knew Long Gone John from way back. And then when we got the idea of doing this a band called the Tards, because we were both really inspired by the kids from Whitney High.
A great record.
Yes, I just played in Los Angeles, and they played the same evening at the same event.
Really?
Yeah, it was, and it's the first time I'd ever seen them. It was amazing. They've got a new band member who's a girl who is in a wheelchair, and she has these sort of little spindly thalidomide baby legs. But because it was near Halloween, they had her dressed as a mermaid, so you could kind of see these legs inside this mermaid tail. And she was actually kind of strangely beautiful in a really odd way, but she was obviously really physically messed up. But they were great to see live. They were really good.
I'm curious what sort of event would have the kids of Whitney High and Boyd Rice performing together.
It was called the Bizarre Vampire Bazaar, and it's kind of like a goth convention sales thing. It's kind of like a goth garage sale almost, where they had all these people selling coffins and strange knives and that sort of thing. Weird hats made out of fur. But, yeah.
All right, well, since we've talked about this Tard song with Adam Parfrey, why don't we play that for everybody?
Okay.
Here's Quiet Village Idiot with Boyd Rice and Adam Parfrey and the Tards.